got it right.
You like that?
Very impressive.
Mr. McCartney seems to be the man of the week, so.
The mood is right. The spirit's up.
Let's get the spirits cooking here on the Friday edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 7 past the hour, as we work our way through some of the... Jennifer is usually here, but Rich McFadden in her place. She'll be back on Monday. Our take on the news of the day. There's a study that's out today, Richie, showing the simplest... Yeah, there's a study every day. There's always some kind of study. It makes for good fodder, good conversation. This new study shows that a simple test may be able to determine how long you, Rich McFadden, how long you, whomever, is going to live. The test looks at how easy or hard it is for you to sit down on the floor and then get back up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's all. Study finds that middle-aged and elderly people who needed to use both hands and knees to get up and down were almost 7 times more likely to die within 6 years compared to those who could get up and down without support.
Oh.
So we ought to try this.
I can get up without any hands.
All right. So this is the way you figure out whether you're going to live a long life or not, beside finding...
Well, it sounds like the, it's
resveratrol, but...
It's only good for 6 or 7 years, right?
The test looks at how easy it is...
Elderly people
for
can
you
get
to
up.
Sit down on the floor. All right. Let's visualize this. Sit yourself down on the floor and then get back up. If you need to use both hands and knees to get up and down, you're 7 times more likely to be dead in the next 6 years compared to those who could get up and down without support. Ultimately, this test gives you an idea about your ability to function on a day-to-day level. According to the researchers, the test may be a valuable tool for primary care doctors to show patients they need to work on their health.
Yeah.
So again, you sit on the floor, and then you get back up. If you can't do it by just moving yourself, you got to lean over, use your hands and your knees to get up, and then you're not in very good shape. But what difference does it make?
When you say use your knees, you mean get on your knees, get on your
hands.
You got to
move yourself
over,
right. If you sit, if I were to do this now, I'd be away from the microphone.
Right.
Maybe I'll do it later on. But the essence of this is either you pick yourself up with your using your legs, or you have to kneel over. That's basically the difference. So that's that's an interesting study.
In my taekwondo class, at the end of our class, we do a minute and a half of meditation. After the class, you sit down, you just breathe, you think about your lesson, what did we just go over, blah, blah, blah. And at the end, the master of the instructor, he gets up and he says, okay, everybody up. And it is my mission to be up before anybody else.
Really?
So, yep. And, when you have teenage kids in this class, they're right up. They don't need anything. So you'll be sitting in a cross-leg position, and you basically have to jump right up without your hands. So you're basically uncrossing your legs and standing straight up. And it's funny that you mentioned this, because this is one of my things. Like, every time, I want to be the first one up. And I'm usually not, but I try. Many times I am, but I try. You get right up without hands. Just uncross your legs and stand straight up. Try that.
Try it. On. So it doesn't make much difference, though, because Nostradamus says things are all over next week anyway. What's today?
I thought it was
a week
Lions.
From today. But Nostradamus underscored. There are the Kali Yuga world cycles. There's Nostradamus. There have been predictions by various religionists.
Right, can we get this straight? Who says the world's going to end next week? Because I'm really confused now.
Well, they've all, in essence, Nostradamus had destined, or if you will, his destiny was to predict various things. He wrote 10 books of prophecies, and many believe that they have been very accurate on the future. Now, he was an astrologer. He was a clairvoyant. His astrological predictions, written in quatrains, 4-line poems, according to a lot of readers, they accurately predicted the Great London Fire in 1666, the Spanish Civil War, and that Hitler would come into Germany. This guy died in
1966.
I don't think he did that.
No. Okay.
Right, so anyway, whether that is something, it will be a lot on our minds. There are a lot of people around the world, not just in this country, have gone just
now,
plain crazy.
Clarify something for me. I don't know whether you know this.
Sorry.
With the Mayans,
yes.
One of the things that I understand is that they just kind of ran out of room for the world history. And people read that.
Well, it starts over again.
And people read that as the world is going to end.
Yeah.
Like they were, you know, ching, 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 inscribing, you know, the world history on these tablets or these walls, and all of a sudden they had no more wall. That must be when the world is going to end.
Right. I think there's something to be said for that. It's actually kind of silly. The whole thing is pretty silly.
Yeah.
But there is, I said, how many times in this month that we're going to go into a period where we've started two new energetic periods, one on the 3rd of December and another one on the 12th of December, which was the other day. And I do believe there is a large energetic move that will take place on the 21st. Be interesting to see what direction the energy is going in. Pretty good this month.
How do these dates come to you?
It's a sort of a combination of things that are going on.
We know
on
the 3rd was my birthday, so that was a big day.
Right, that was a big day for everybody. Yeah,
sure.
That was.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the 12th, the energy surrounding the numbers 12, 12, 12.
Right, okay.
Which, by the way, this is an aside. Is anybody getting tired of all of these fundraisers? Enough already with the fundraisers. How much of this stuff can people really be interested in contributing to?
Can I be a total jerk?
Yeah.
The videos that they were showing on the 12, 12, 12 concert were for predominantly beach and resort towns.
How do you get too excited about that?
Well,
is that what you're suggesting?
You know what? Many of those homes were people's second homes. Sure, if it's somebody's primary home, yeah.
Plus they were on the beach, and hell, you've got a responsibility.
And, and let's rebuild the roller coaster that was on the pier, because I remember it from when I was a little kid.
Taxpayer's supposed to do that.
I get it. I get it that it's fond memories and that, hey, for the state of New Jersey, it's big income for tax income for sales and, and vacation places. Sure, I get that. But it's, you know, it's not like New Orleans, okay, where this was predominantly people's primary residences in a massive major city. And, you know, sure, I want to help, but I just didn't feel those heartstrings tugging when somebody's secondary vacation home gets wiped out and they're still living in a nice, very nice house 3 hours inland or something like that.
Speaking of big, Chris Christie interviewed by Barbara Walters, and one of the big things that has come up as a result of the discussion with her, he's apparently one of the fascinating people of the year.
Right.
And he's one of them. People now talking about his weight. As he becomes more prominent, more people are talking about how heavy he is. And if he wants to run for the presidency, he better lose some weight. Well, he's going to have 8 years to do that, unless Mrs. Clinton doesn't run, because nobody in their right mind will run against her 4 years from now. But he is...
So the Republicans will just give it a pass?
I think the Republicans ought to just forget about it. The Republicans better do something to rework their whole party structure and the priorities that they have. Anyway.
Somebody's going to have to throw their name in the hat.
Somebody will throw their hat. Maybe John McCain can run again. Under the circumstances, anyway. By the way, back to doomsday phobia. The story at DougStephan.com today has an overview of what's going on in various locations around the country. If you're thinking that this is the end, you might want to commiserate with some of the people that we focus on. The story at DougStephan.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Oh, there's no place like home.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, our overview of the news of the day. Zero Dark 30, the new movie about the hunt for Osama bin Laden, become a national test about the subject of torture. The film's portrayal of the CIA's brutal interrogation of some of the prisoners is pretty close to what officially what went on, Richie. Gruesome sampling of methods like waterboarding, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So critics, activists who have watched some of these early screenings say this is a bad film and it's not fair. First 45 minutes of the film apparently is pretty tough stuff. So does that mean you shouldn't go see it? Because we don't want to acknowledge these sorts of things are being done? Come on, grow up. Grow up. Here's the story.
It's okay if it doesn't, like in 24. Oh, it's not really happening. It's fine. We can watch
it. No, this is really happening.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the story of the 50-year-old woman who plays college basketball, Gabrielle Ludwig, first transsexual to play intercollegiate ball as both a man and a woman, cleared to play with the Lady Saints at Mission College in Santa Clara, California. Those of you who were there, what do you think of that? 800, boy, she tall. 800-510-8255. Interesting how commentators have jumped all over that, Richie. What people are talking about. 21 after on Good Day.
The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss good.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Shopping days until Christmas.
In a new interview that just came out, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he has hired a personal trainer. Yeah, they're starting slow. The trainer makes Christie do only 5 laps around the Cinnabon before going in.
That's true. Too short.
Well, it seems the U.S. Army has started kicking out overweight soldiers, and they're refusing to admit recruits that are obese. Boy, that shows you how times have changed. You know, back in the 60s, you had to go to Canada to stay out of the Army. Now you just have to go to McDonald's. You know? I have known that.
What do you do with a gift that you know you're never going to use, and you can't give it away because the person might find out that you've given it to somebody else? But my policy, what I do is I keep it for exactly 38 months, and then I throw it away.
Some political news yesterday. The Senate floor was reserved for farewell speeches for retiring senators. Yep. Each senator received a fitting gift, a gold watch that stopped working years ago. And it's just so nice. So perfect. But while giving his retirement speech yesterday, Senator Joe Lieberman said that when he first joined the Senate, a BlackBerry was a fruit and tweeting was something birds did. It's funny. But it got annoying when he kept giving more examples for 6 more hours. He's like, going online was what you did at the supermarket. The web was what you found in the attic. Oh!
All right, so Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien. I still think Leno is the funniest of that group. Now, a couple of other things from so-called reality or daytime television. The ladies on The View, especially Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Richie, she's my favorite on that group.
Oh, she's your favorite now. Good. Okay.
Here she chides Urban Outfitters for mailing their vulgar Christmas catalogs to homes where young children can get them. This came up last year, I think, too, didn't it?
Yeah, with Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah, all right. So it's Urban Outfitters in the focus of Elizabeth's anger.
The Christmas catalogs being mailed out by Urban Outfitters, a store that's popular with teens because it's loaded with products that have profanity written on them. Elizabeth, you're dealing with this problem now, yeah?
Yeah. First of all, I understand if you go into the store and you happen to want, like, a penis phone charger, fine.
What?
But do not mail to my home where my kids are so excited to get Christmas cards and holiday cards. All of a sudden they're going through and they see F notes through the page and this guy and girl totally lip locked on the cover. I pummeled Grace trying to get the catalog away from her. I just beg of you, please stop mailing them to homes. You don't know who's there. There are kids. At least have the decency to keep it within your store or on a website where we can block it.
Wow.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Well, as a parent, of course you would. You don't want your... You've got a, what is he, 10 years old now, Sean?
Sean is 8.
8, okay.
Juliana's 5, and they definitely get interested in the catalogs that come into the mailbox this time of year. Because lots of them have toys in them.
There you go. All right, here on the Wendy Williams program yesterday, she answers an audience. No, this is actually a more interesting conversation. Sarah Jessica Parker's assistant was on a flight that got delayed because she stole some expensive sunglasses. Here's Wendy's take on that.
So SJP and her entourage were detained by police at the airport in Norway yesterday. Now, she was in Norway because she was hosting the Nobel Peace Prize big event over there. And that's SJP at the airport. She wears airport clothes like the rest of us, right? Don't you expect her to go on to the airport? No, she's regular. Anyway, so she and her crew were about to board the flight to come back to New York when they were stopped by the cops. A member of her entourage allegedly stole a pair of expensive sunglasses from an airport shop. So the cops blocked the whole group, including SJP, from boarding the plane to do the criminal investigation. In the meantime, the rest of us sitting on the plane waiting to go back to New York had to be delayed for 1 hour while they tried to catch a thief. Well, they eventually were allowed to board the plane, and they were fined $1,400. Attention, staff.
Wow. All right. So, take that, Richie. The next time you go on a trip representing me, you better be careful. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm a better thief than that.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It goes without saying that as one chapter closes, another begins. And this year marked the end of the Space Shuttle program. Earlier this fall, thousands of people gathered to see the Space Shuttle Endeavour flying over Los Angeles and then being transported on the ground to its permanent home. The shuttle is now on display at the California Science Center. The Atlantis made its way home to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The shuttle won't be on full display until next summer, but there's actually an online camera that's showing some of the construction process. And then there's the Discovery, which first launched in 1984 and has completed more missions than any other spacecraft. Today, it's replacing the prototype shuttle Enterprise at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Washington. What happened to the Enterprise? That was moved to the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum in New York, where it suffered some damage from Hurricane Sandy. So watch this space to find out when you can see that one again. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster, our own 4-herb tea capsules, and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Navidad. Merry Christmas. Into the Christmas spirit. Yet it's December the 14th. So we have, 9 days, actually? Is it 9? 10.
Something like
10
that.
10 shopping days, anyway. Until Christmas. Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden here on Good Day with our take on the news of the day. It's always good to get some people news into the focus, Richie. John McAfee.
Okay.
Who is responsible for McAfee? What is there? Norton, McAfee? How many different...
The pop-up box that you just ignored.
I did.
He's responsible for that box.
All right. Richie and I were just talking about the things. I'm on California time, and I'm in my studio in California this morning. And so when I flip on all of the computers, the stuff that needs to be updated shows up on the screen. You got to do this, Norton, this, and McAfee, that.
Well, on your computers, anyway.
Yeah, I know. What,
you
Windows Mac,
users,
you would have to do that. Yeah. Windows. Well, Windows needs McAfee and or... the thing that amazes me about both though any of these programs, who it is that's originally in charge of figuring out how to make this stuff work. These people are geniuses. Apparently McAfee is a little eccentric as well. He's charged... Well, he's wanted for questioning in Belize in Central America after his neighbor was murdered.
Then
quickly left. Yeah, you didn't know that story? He went to Guatemala, and he was then trying to get to another country and finally got extradited to go back to Belize because they think he offed this guy, this next-door neighbor.
Wow.
He looks like a pretty hard case, actually, when you take a look at his picture. So, all right, there's that story. Now, Lindsay Lohan. We have our daily Lindsay Lohan
criminals
report, subject of an upcoming episode of Storage Wars. According to TMZ, a storage locker containing her clothing, her family heirlooms, and other items will go on the auction block because she has failed to pay her monthly bill. She owes the storage company $16,000 which means she can't open the locker until she pays this guy.
Oh, wow. You don't think there'll be a bidding war on that locker, do you?
It's some pretty interesting things in there.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, from the boo-hoo department, nobody apparently loves Sean Penn. He gave an interview to Esquire magazine this month. Says that he didn't think Madonna liked him, never mind loved him, in his marriage to her for 4 years. And then he was married to Robin Wright for 13 years, and he doesn't think she ever really loved him either. He said, quote, "There's no shame in saying that we all want to be loved by somebody. As I look back over my life in romance, I don't feel I've ever had that."
All I hear, some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah. See? It's a life philosophy.
Yeah. So he had a, didn't he have some time with Johansson as well?
I think you're right there, but I'd have to look up his official love life.
Yeah, no, I think he did. I think Scarlett, that's her name, right? Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure he had a thing going with her. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Rich at DougStephan.com. Going through items that may be worth your consideration for conversation today, so you'll be smarter than the average bear. There is a another study out each. Well, we got half hour ago. We had one study. How about we do another one? There is no ethnic majority anymore in our country. No racial group. Uh-huh. No ethnic group.
Okay.
Constitute a majority of children under the age of 18 by the time we get to 2020. U.S. Census Bureau says there is no single group that will be a majority in the U.S. We will truly be a plurality nation. That's what the government calls it, a plurality nation. The Bureau predicts that by the year 2043, there will be no single majority group in this country. The share of non-Hispanic whites will fall below 50%, and that seems to make people uneasy, uncomfortable.
I'm in part to blame for this.
And that's because you married an Hispanic, so you have two half-breeds, in a sense.
You can't beat them, join them.
Right, there you go.
And then make them.
All right. And we got into trouble for using the term that I will not use here.
Nope.
But we did. And actually, we used it a lot until we get
my little Irish Latinos, yes.
Right, yeah, exactly. All right, so Jerry Brown has prostate cancer. All right.
Wow.
Oh, here's a good one. You'll love this. Senator Robert Menendez.
Okay.
From New Jersey.
Yeah.
Has an 18-year-old unpaid intern in his office who's an illegal. And a registered sex offender as well.
Yeah. I've heard about this.
Luis Abrahan Sanchez Zavaleta, arrested on the 6th of the month, and Menendez got this covered up until he couldn't cover it up anymore. So yesterday, the truth came out. This person, Mr. Sanchez violated the immigration laws 2 years ago and has been protected. So how is it this guy, what is this? I'm trying to figure out Menendez, the senator, and why would he hire somebody who was 16 years old who is not hired because was a volunteer of sorts, although he's a sex offender,
I do a quick search on Robert Menendez.
Yeah.
And here's a story from the Daily Caller from November 5th.
And?
A high-level government official from the Dominican Republic told the Daily Caller that New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez and a wealthy campaign donor, Dr. Solomon Melgen, have been having sex parties on the Caribbean nation for years.
Really?
So maybe he brought one of them back with him and has given them a job.
Wow. Speaking of offshore, have you heard that Google apparently has billions of dollars in offshore banks? And they've asked the federal government if they can return the money to a bank in America without penalty. They want to move the money they put offshore back to the country. So should they be allowed to do that? 800-510-8255.
There was an offer last year, I think, for companies to move money offshore back into U.S. banks without paying.
You're right about that. Yeah. They didn't do it. Google Maps back on iPhone. Speaking of Google, why is that so important, Rich?
Because when the iPhone 5 came out, iPhone tried to create their own mapping app. And they were using the TomTom apps, or the TomTom maps, I should say.
What's a TomTom map?
TomTom is one of these GPS map services where you buy the GPS and put it in your car, and it gives you the turn-by-turn directions. So instead of using Google Maps, which they'd previously done, they went to the TomTom maps. And there was a lot of discrepancies in, you know, you should see a McDonald's on this corner or a strip mall on this corner. Well, they were missing by a block or three or just wasn't there.
Really?
So there was a lot of negative reaction to the new mapping system that iPhones had. And so apparently now they've made a deal with Google to use their maps. But the big thing is that iPhone wanted to use their own application. And they switched maps because Google wouldn't let them use their maps within the new iPhone application. It's all about maps and apps.
Yeah. Sounds pretty complicated.
Following me?
Yeah, kind of. In technology news, as we continue, unpaid bloggers have lost their bid to get an appeals court to restore a lawsuit contending AOL owes them a cut of the $315 million they paid to Arianna Huffington last year to buy the Huffington Post. Court said the bloggers were well aware that the news and opinion site, the Huffington Post, was for profit and was for sale. Huh.
This Menendez story about the...
Back to the Menendez story.
Yeah, apparently they had regular prostitutes in the Caribbean that would become part of these parties that he and this guy would throw, this donor would throw. And they would hire them regularly. So I'm betting that this illegal is somebody that they brought in from one of these.
Right. I'm betting that Mr. Menendez may be in his last term as senator of New Jersey. You want to put money on that? Speaking of senators, Julian Assange, WikiLeaks political leaker, founder, says he's going to run for the Senate in Australia next year. He's forming the WikiLeaks political party. He's received support from a lot of worthy and wealthy people who like what he does. I'm worthy. I wouldn't say I was wealthy. I wouldn't contribute to his campaign, but I think he did the right thing.
Isn't he sick?
Sick in what way?
Didn't he have some medical issues going on? Like liver problems or something, did I hear in the last month or so?
You know what? I don't remember. I would
lung infection.
Caught me on that.
That's
one.
What it is.
A lung infection? Really?
A lung infection.
Huh. Well, he's a very charismatic character, according to some. Like an interesting politician. He's pretty blunt and direct and isn't very popular in the United States, because we can say that without any qualifications. 800-510-8255. You're listening to Our Take on the News of the Day at 16 before the hour. This is Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
800-510-8255, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden. Barbara Walters' annual 10 Most Fascinating People list.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Baba Wawa.
I'm Baba Wawa. All right, so let's see who's on this list, Richie.
Okay.
You didn't make it.
We didn't make it,
no. No. Among the picks, Ben Affleck and the political thriller Argo is going to do pretty well, I think, at the Academy Awards and in all these awards
shows. Become quite a director.
Yep. And he's a good human being, too. Let's see here. Gabby Douglas, the Olympic gold medalist.
She's cute, fun, interesting.
Prince Harry.
Okay.
Yeah. Boo Boo.
Bearing all. Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo. Okay. Let's see. General David Petraeus.
Yeah.
That's far enough on the list. I think you can pretty much stop right there, right? I don't really need to go any further.
Did she interview him? No, she didn't interview him.
No, but I think she's, you know, she doesn't always interview the people that are on the list. She lists them. Remember Sarah Palin? Wasn't Sarah Palin big on that list? And she didn't interview
her? She was, yeah.
Did she? All right. Lindsay Lohan. She's got to be yesterday's news, don't you think?
See, you keep thinking that. But it never happens.
All right. I know it. Other than, let's see, Mr. and Mrs. Obama. You know who's a fascinating person, actually? I was talking about Sean Penn a few minutes ago. I think Jack Nicholson is one of the most interesting characters in any way that you measure it around today. Very interesting.
There's nothing normal about that guy.
No. Not at all.
Even still.
All right. So, speaking of that, Johann Huber's.
Who's that?
He has built a new ark.
Oh, the new Noah.
Right, he's the new Noah. And I'm looking at a picture, actually a slideshow, of this ark. It is fascinating to look at it because it looks so much like the portrayal that we've always seen of the old ark. And the animals he's putting, they're stuffed animals in it. Apparently he's... now open. It's received permission to have people come visit. 3,000 visitors a day this week have shown up to look at this thing. It is really, I'm fascinated by this, Richie.
I'm looking at it right now. It's very cool.
Yeah, isn't it? The life-size replicas of all of the various animals that are there. This is a full-scale replica of Noah's Ark.
How does he know?
Well, that's also a good question.
I mean,
How would you, yeah.
Are there tablets with architectural drawings of Noah's Ark on there somewhere?
I think that we've seen over the years. Did you see, when you were in Sunday school, didn't you discover or look at
it? Sure, I saw pictures of it, absolutely, but it didn't have measurements on it.
And when I'm looking at this, it looks just like the stuff we used to see in Sunday school. Pretty fascinating. 51 past the hour on the Doug Gooday program.
In a year, our troubles will be out.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
All right, let's move on here. Time for us to get into the technology mode. The items of interest that we come up with every day mostly are built around Shelley Palmer, our reporter in this area. He's an expert, has a full-time gig working in the media, discovering the things that are important to most users, no matter what your gradient level. So today, Shelley Palmer talks about Google's newly released Google Maps for iPhone apps. This is important, I guess, Richie, because wasn't there some controversy about them pulling out or not wanting to be a part?
Yeah, you know what, actually, now that I think about it, this is them allowing the Google Map app on the iPhone again, so
the map
this is important, yes.
All right, so
at
we have
Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. We test and install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. Yeah, we install AutoCraft batteries for you. Not because you couldn't do it yourself, but because we think you shouldn't. Take a breather, buddy. You deserve it. Fast, free battery testing and installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best. See store for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, after 3 months of dealing with Apple Maps, iOS 6 users can rejoice as Google has released a native app available for Apple's mobile platform. Launched early Thursday morning, the Google Maps app is once again ready to help you navigate around the globe. While the new version doesn't have the deep iOS integration that Apple Maps offers, it's also far less likely to strand you in the middle of the Australian desert without water, as was the case for several unlucky travelers earlier this week. The app is sleek, minimal, personal and simple. Tap the box to search, swipe up for info or street view, tap the menu button on the bottom right corner to toggle different view options, and tap the car icon at the bottom of the screen after a search for directions or to begin turn-by-turn navigation. Yep, that's right. The new version finally has voice-guided navigation. Your favorite co-pilot is back, and it's better than ever. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Hiya, Fred.
Hello, Eddie.
Where you been?
No, wait, don't tell me. You've been down the auto parts store, right? Not just any parts store, Parts Plus. You ought to know that by now.
Yeah, I knew that. Just wanted to hear you say it.
Say what?
Parts Plus.
Parts Plus?
That's right.
What about
it? Go ahead, say it again.
Parts Plus. Parts Plus. Parts Plus. Not just parts. Parts Plus.
You sound like a commercial.
There might be a reason for that.
For the location nearest you, go to PartsPlus.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No. You'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
Very useful websites. Information about places where you can go. We have two when it comes to home improvement. One of them is our friend Tom Kreidler's MoneyPit.com. It's not the Money Pit, it's MoneyPit.com. He's happy to remind me of that. Another place you can go for home improvement items, the website HomeTips.com. Rich, you ever been there?
I have not. I usually go to MoneyPit.com.
This is where you can get information on gutters, excuse me, roofing, installation techniques. It's dubbed as a home problem solver. So either HomeTips.com or MoneyPit.com. Check them out. They're both helpful, useful sites.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.